In January of this year, the citizens of Sudan's semi-autonomous south voted overwhelmingly for independence in a referendum that was the culmination of a peace agreement which brought more than two decades of civil war to an end. Since then, government and civil society have been working to chart the nation's future, a complex, arduous enterprise that involves building the country's infrastructure almost entirely from scratch. The Catholic Church is offering spiritual support, most recently through a special prayer for national unity, composed by the Bishop of the Diocese of Rumbek, Caesar Mazzolari, who discussed the initiative with Radio Good News Rumbek.
We felt the need that we should begin to pray for unity, that we have to heal our disunity. We sometimes fail to understand that we have the capacity to forgive, to put the past behind us and constructively work for the future.
The prayer initiative comes amid reports this month of continued border clashes between North and South in which hundreds of people have been killed, as well as concern over the possibility of renewed infighting among former Southern rebel groups. Meanwhile, the church is playing a leading role in the practical side of building the new nation as well, especially in the areas of education and health care. Founding, running, staffing, and supporting schools at every level from elementary to university, and medical facilities from clinics to hospitals. I'm Chris Altieri.